Radioactive!
Silent night, holy night, all is
it's
calm.
It's a silent night all around the world. I'm talking to all you boys and girls. I'm tired of hearing all this fa-la-la-la, so let me hear you say ha-ha-ha.
Ha-ha-ha!
Say ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho.
Varun, you're done.
I dropped the mic right now, but it's stuck to this table.
Oh well, next time. Hello everyone, I'm Nalwyn Dalil.
And I'm Varun Dhananjaya. Welcome to this month's podcast. Radioactive is a youth-produced program affiliated with KOW.
Well, Varun, you're clearly in a festive mood. Excited for the holidays?
Actually, you know, not really.
Why? There's eggnog, there's presents, and there's pretty lights.
Guess what I got for Christmas last year?
A puppy?
An SAT prep book.
Ouch.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Varun. Love, the Grinch.
Hey, I love that movie. It has a great ending.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate what I call secular Christmas. But, you know, whether or not you celebrate it, it's always good to hear a happy ending.
Exactly, which is why this month we're featuring stories with happy endings. They come from our first-time producers in the Fall Workshop. This month's podcast is all about inspiring you for the holidays, and hopefully these next stories put things in perspective.
How much of your identity should you reveal to your friends? That's what 16-year-old Redwan Abdirahman kept asking himself. Radioactive's Iman Muhammad has the story.
I walked up to them and they were playing basketball, just doing the normal stuff like we usually do, and I told them that I wanted to talk to them.
That was the day Redwan told his friends that he is Muslim. Redwan's religion is an important aspect in his life that he kept a secret from them for years. But let's zoom out and get to know him first. Redwan is a sophomore at an online school. He came from a religious family where
we gotta pray, we gotta fast during the month of Ramadan, we gotta go to Hajj, we can't eat pork, we can't party, we can't smoke, we can't drink. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that other people do that we can't do.
Redwan's religion was important to him, and so were his friends, but he thought those two didn't mix. Trouble was that his friends weren't Muslim. Redwan didn't want them to adjust their usual hobbies and not have fun because of him. He didn't want to seem boring to them. So he hid his religion for 2.5 years. Redwan met his friends in middle school. They all got put on the same team during a basketball game. Redwan looked up to his friends because they were known for being cool and always joking around. They joked about nearly anything. He thought that if they knew he was Muslim, they wouldn't joke around him when he was there. It was easy for Redwan to keep his religion a secret from them for those years. But the older they got, the harder it became to keep his religion hidden. Especially when his friends did things like partying with girls, trying to smoke, and dating. When his friends did things like that, he would make up excuses like being sick or simply not feeling up to it. He noticed that his lives were getting out of control.
I couldn't keep on going like this. I can't pretend that I'm allergic to pork instead of not being able to eat it because I'm a religion, you know?
Redwan made up his mind. He decided to take the risk. He was going to tell his friends about himself and his beliefs. Redwan put all his fears aside and approached his friends. He was meeting up with them at their weekly hooping sessions.
I walked up to them and they were playing basketball, just doing the normal stuff like we usually do, and I told them that I wanted to talk to them.
Redwan told them he had a secret that he kept for a while. Something important to him. His religion. Redwan just wanted things to stay the same.
I thought they were going to be like, well, forget him, you know, he's Muslim and we're Christian, he can't do the stuff that we do. Yeah, just forget him, just not even hang out with him anymore. That's what I thought they were going to say.
Redwan prepared himself to just walk away, but that was not the case.
What actually happened was that one of my friends said, so, I'm a Christian. Then it was just dead silent for a while. Then one of them said, bro, this is not something we should talk about. Like, it's not like we're going to stop being friends with you. Come on now. We knew each other for a while. Then after that, we all just got up and patted each other on the shoulder and just continued playing basketball.
Redwan's friends were so understanding and open-minded. This was an eye-opener. Then Redwan realized that he'd been so afraid of standing out that he had been the one stereotyping his friends the whole time.
I realized that I was easily stereotyping other people because they weren't Muslim. It also taught me to stand up for what I believe and to never be afraid of what other people think of me.
Today, Redwan still plays basketball with his boys every week. Now he feels more comfortable to just get up and go pray when it's time. For Radioactive, this is Iman Muhammad.
We playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Yeah, kill 'em.
Jenny, are you trying to spit some bars?
Trying to?
Fresh. Ill. Sick. Dope.
Mobbing.
YOLO.
Bomb.
Wag.
Sketchy.
Slang of the month.
Yeah. Tis the season for slang. This month's word, trina. T-R-Y-N-A. Trina is a word used by today's youth when expressing a desire to do something or to hang. Yo, you trying to shoot some hoops today, dog?
Yeah. Varun, are you trying to finish this podcast?
Yeah, seriously, Varun. My mom wants me to get home soon. She worries.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Seriously, being a mom is tough. Something that the subject of our next story knows all about.
Being a mother sure isn't easy.
It's even harder being both single and an immigrant. But that didn't stop this next mom. Radioactive's Estefania Chirino Perez has more.
My mother came to the U.S. with only the thought of getting to know a different language and the American culture. She didn't think that leaving her hometown would give her a whole different reason to live for. That reason was me. I am her first and only child. When she found out she was pregnant, she felt...
You're very happy, but at the same time I feel concerned. Because I didn't know how to take care of a baby. And I was here by myself. Nobody of my family members was here to help me.
My mother left Veracruz, Mexico, almost 20 years ago. She left behind her 6 siblings and her loving parents. Now she can't avoid the fear of having to raise a child all on her own in a different country without her family's support. My mother always wanted to have a family of her own. But now that she was by herself, she was afraid that she was going to struggle in every aspect of being a mother. Fortunately, her thoughts changed when I was born. I brought her the courage and strength she needed.
I stopped feeling lonely, and I started feeling I have something I had to fight for.
No one said it was easy, but no one said it was impossible either. She found a job that was right for her at a hotel. But the thing that was in her mind now was, who can take care of my baby while I'm at work?
Because I was not really sure who is going to be the best person who I can trust and let my baby for more than 8 hours. I start questioning myself, like, I'm going to do this by myself. Can I do it?
One job couldn't keep up with the rent or the fast growth of a baby. Plus, she had to stick with the fact that she wasn't experienced or knew English very well. She knew she would only get accepted in low-paying jobs. My mother had to consider taking 2 jobs, but that led to another problem. When would she be able to pick up her baby from the babysitter and get back home? She had no option but to take the 2nd job. That meant she would get out very late. She would have to walk back home at midnight with her baby in her arms.
I was working and praying at the same time, like thinking everything is going to be okay.
The story wasn't always sad. My mother is very strong and an important role model for me. Her own life has demonstrated to me that you can achieve great things if you want to.
I started as a housekeeping in a hotel max, and I took initiative to help out, and I was promoted to supervisor. And because I realized I could achieve great things, and I decided to keep fighting.
My mother never gave up, and her hard work paid off with the glee of becoming manager.
And I'm really proud of what I am and all the work I had done.
Just like my mother fights for me, I fight for her. She has given me so much. She has given me her life and strength. She wants me to be successful and prepared for life challenges. My mother's work at the hotel has been successful, but her most rewarding job is her job as a mother. She worries that she's not spending enough time with her daughter.
Yes, always when I have a chance, tell her I'm her friend, and she can call me or she can tell me I need to listen to her when something is important.
Being single isn't easy or impossible, but it did make my mother stronger. And not just that, being a mother brings tears of joy and a smile to what first seems to be a long journey. So my mother always tells me,
just be strong and don't feel lonely, because always God is with everybody.
Today, my mother, aunt, and I live very happy together in Seattle. We are one family that loves each other and knows that the story does not end here. Now that I'm older, I have a challenge. I'm a junior in high school and I'm close to the last step before I head out into the real world. I want to be just like my mother. I want to achieve great things.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I'm proud to be Stefania's mother.
Okay, thank you very much.
For Radioactive, I'm Estefania Trina Perez.
My favorite part about the holidays is the fact that I don't have to go to school.
Yeah, which means I don't have to go to math class.
Not a fan?
Nah, not a big math person. Something the subject of our next story understands very well, and she teaches us a valuable lesson in perseverance.
27,000 students in the state of Washington are homeless.
Kira McFarland is one of them. She has gone from house to motel and back dozens of times in her life, something you wouldn't be able to tell just by looking at her. Radioactive's Chris Otey reports.
This is Kira as she gets up in the morning.
I'm tired and just want to go back to bed.
Just your average, nerdy high school gamer girl. She's 5'4", blonde, and usually pretty happy. Oh, and she also lives with me and my family, but you couldn't tell that, or what she's been through, just by looking at her. See, Kira has gone through some pretty tough things in her life, from moving to her parents divorcing. She lived with her father and brothers, where money was always a problem.
We were running low on food. You know, there was times where it was going to the food bank and coming up with whatever we could, you know, pawning things for a quick buck. And, I mean, it was worse than that. It was having piles of unclean clothes for months that had never gotten the chance to be washed because we had no money to wash them. We had no washer or dryer available. So I was wearing, and my brothers, everyone, were wearing these clothes that, you know, we kind of just picked and we're like, well, does this smell okay? Is this good enough?
Sometimes things got so bad that they didn't even have toilet paper.
And that's the point where I just started feeling disgusting. I just started feeling this awful jealousy towards everyone who was clean.
This led to problems in school, especially math.
I've always had a problem with math because I was moving a lot in my life. And I wasn't able to learn all of my multiplications. Like, I can tell you truthfully, I probably only know it up to, like, fives. And that hurts.
And some people treated her like trash. Freshman year, one of her teachers said,
he said, I purposely sat you next to the smartest kid in all of my classes. The least he could have done was cheat off of his papers.
This obliterated Kira's confidence. She felt like there was no one she could go to for help. She failed her math classes, but still passed her freshman year. The next year, all of her classes started to take a drastic turn, downwards. She got too many Fs to graduate on time, so she transferred schools.
I found an alternative high school called Nova, and I was attending there for about 3 months when everything just crashed. I mean, it was falling apart, but this was the point where it finally just broke down.
What do you mean? Like your home life?
Yeah, we ended up having to leave because they were tearing down the building.
I see. So why was it being torn down?
It was going to be turned into a battered women's shelter for the Salvation Army.
She learned that her family was out of the building after a phone call from her father.
That phone call really broke me completely. I ended up having a breakdown in the middle of school. Because it happened again.
See, this kind of thing happened a lot in Kira's life. First time was when she was 5, and losing her house was almost an annual thing. Some places her family had been were better than others, but none were really great. Here's Kira's father to recount some of the places they've been.
Salvation Army hooked us up with some flexible landlords who were working with Section 8, I guess, at the time. And they moved us to South Park. And from South Park, we went to Judkins. And then from Judkins, we moved to Cherry.
Kira's family has also lived in Bothell, Everett, Bellevue, Greenwood, Lake City, and Georgetown. Kira's father lost his job at a metal mill when she was young, and says that he was not able to get another job for nearly a decade because of health conditions. The most severe ones are his heart condition and diabetes.
As the diabetes has progressed further, it's made things a little bit more difficult as far as employment goes.
Even after she had found a place to stay, she ended up leaving Nova after two more years of failing classes. She felt that it was the same situation at a different school. Housing was still unstable, and she missed a lot of classes. At this point, she had all but given up. She thought of dropping out and getting a GED, or even quitting altogether. And then I told her about Middle College High School, a last chance for her. She's been going there for 3 months now, and she feels more at home there than any other school because she's gotten support and is with other students who face similar challenges. And things are going better than before, in a surprising way.
I really enjoy my math class now. I'm pretty excited that I'm learning and I can learn and I'm understanding it.
I'll do this one next. So it's 5x minus 17 equals 123.
Not only does she understand it, but her math teacher, Marilyn Philly, had this to say.
There was a lot of, I hate this, at the beginning. And I think once she realized that math in this class is about a personal program where you do exactly what you need at your level on the computer, she got more comfortable. And not only can she learn math, but she could learn anything.
So we're going to add 17 to 17. And 120.
Kira has gained the confidence to solve problems she faces every day, and that will help her accomplish her goals of being a professional chef.
I think my biggest thing that I hope to accomplish is graduating from high school this year, and then moving on.
For Radioactive, this is Chris Odie. 40
divided by 5 equals 28.
Okay.
And an update on this story. Kira's dad, Michael McFarlane, recently got a job and is moving into permanent housing.
Okay, well, I have my New Year's resolution to kick butt in math.
Want to use my SAT prep book to study?
Good one.
Well, that just about wraps up this month's podcast. We wish you a very happy holiday season and a fantastic new year.
See you in 2014, homies.
Turn up!
Varun, can you please study for your SATs? They're coming up soon.
Mom?
You better run.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or listen at kuow.org/radioactive and like us on Facebook. Thanks to our special guest, our executive producer, Jenny Asarno, and Varun's mom, Ruthi Thakamartil. For Radioactive, that was Varun Dhananjaya, and I'm Nalwan Dalil. Thanks for tuning in.